Parsha Shmos, Luchomesh records the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning bush, and he calls out, Moshe, Moshe, Vayame Hineni. Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Nefesh HaChaim quotes from the Zohar that there's a difference between this pasuk where it says Moshe, Moshe, he calls him by his name twice, as opposed to Avraham, Avraham, Vayame Hineni, and Yaakov, Yaakov. The difference being that here, by Avraham, Avraham, there's in the printed Chumash you have a bar, a line, which implies that there's a pause in between the two. And by Yaakov, Yaakov also there's a bar in the printed Chumash, which means when the Balkari lanes, he's supposed to pause a little bit. Moshe, Moshe, there's no Leipzig Begabe, there's no bar separating. What's the significance of bringing out this point? What is the Masor? What are they driving at? That Moshe, Moshe, there's no Psik. So the Nefesh HaChaim develops the following idea. He quotes the pasuk when in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esav, so he has a dream and he sees a ladder going up to heaven, and he sees Malachim Olam Yordan Bo. So what are the Malachim going up and what are they coming down? What is it supposed to represent? So there are different interpretations in the Medrash. So one interpretation that appears in the Gemara in Chulin, Pergir Anosha, is that the Malachim went up to see the image of Yaakov Avinu on the Kisei HaKavod. But the pasuk says in Yecheskel that there were four faces that are engraved on the Kisei HaKavod. There's the Mus, Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, and Yaakov. Yaakov's image, his facial image, appears on the Kisei HaKavod. So they went up to the Kisei HaKavod and they saw his face. Then they came down to look at him, Ubikshu Lahargoy. They wanted to kill Yaakov. And then the pasuk continues, Hinei Hashem Nitzav Olav. The Rebbeinu Shalom was on Yaakov Avinu to protect him. So what does it mean? They went up to heaven, they looked at his image, they looked down, Ubikshu Lahargoy. Why is that Bikshu Lahargoy? They were jealous of him. Why his image is on the Kisei HaKavod? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, no. What it means is that on the Demus Diyuknu Shel Yaakov Chakuk Al Kisei HaKavod, this shows what potential Yaakov Avinu had, how great he could have become. Then the Malachim came down and they see this man is sleeping, he's puffing away. He could have become much greater. What's he doing sleeping here? So Bikshu Lahargoy because he didn't fulfill his potential. So then, Hinei Hashem Nitzavol of Lishomer to protect him. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that's why by Abraham, Abraham, and by Yaakov, Yaakov, there's a psik begavei. Not only by Yaakov, that was the Yukno Shel Yaakov Chakuk Al Kisei HaKavod. Every individual, they have our records in heaven, and they have the potential that all of us could possibly attain. And then the question is whether we all live up to, any of us live up to our potential. So by Avraham and by Yaakov, there's a psik begavei. There's a big gap between what Avraham could have become and what he actually became. And what Yaakov could have become, what he actually became. And Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no psik begavei. He fulfilled his complete potential. And he was the Moshe that he could have possibly become. The Balatanya has in the end of his Sefer, the Igeres HaTshuva, where he talks about different aspects of Tshuva. So he says that in a certain sense, there are two types of tshuva. People have to do tshuva from the sins that they do to straighten out. Then even if a person is a tzaddik gomer, he never did a sin in his life, but he has to do tshuva because he didn't fulfill his potential. If he could have become something much greater, and he didn't, so for that one has to work on tshuva as well. There is a gemara in the first perek in Sanhedrin where the gemara says that Tanoim was sitting around at a certain time, and Basco came out from heaven and announced that Yesh Bechem Mechad Shiroish Yitishra Alav Shechina Kemoshe Rabbeinu, that one among them is so great, he has such a tremendous potential, he could have a Hashuas Hashechina like Moshe Rabbeinu, Ella Shein Dora Roy Lekach, the generation is not Roy. And then they all looked around and they knew who it was. All the Tanoim knew which one of them was the one who was Roish Yitishra Alav Shechina. So the Maharshal crosses out that expression Kemoshe Rabbeinu. Why does Maharshal cross it out? Because the Rambam lists off what in his opinion are the 13 principles of faith of our religion. One of them is that there's no Novi who is as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. That we believe two principles of faith. We believe in prophecy. We believe Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon Hanavim Sheboim Lofonu Vaboim Le'achrov Lakom Novi Ad Yisrael Kemoshe Shedar Hashem Parim Apon. So how can the Gemara have an expression that a Basco came out and said no one could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? So that's why the Mashal crosses out those two words, Kemoshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman, in one of his essays, suggests a pshat in the Gemara. Doesn't mean that he would be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous talents. As great as Moshe Rabbeinu, not going to be. But he says perhaps what it means is the following, that if a person dedicates his whole life to Avodas Hashem, he deserves to have the amount of Nevuah in a certain sense that Moshe Rabbeinu had, because Moshe Rabbeinu dedicated all of his life to Avodas Hashem. So that Moshe Rabbeinu happened to be more talented than other people. So the Mele, if he's given a, since he's using his full potential for Avodas Hashem, he's going to get much further. The Tanoim, who heard this Paschal come out from heaven, they didn't have the talent, they didn't have the natural talents of Moshe Rabbeinu. But perhaps what it means to Moshe Rabbeinu is that just like Moshe Rabbeinu over here, Moshe lo psik begavi, Moshe Rabbeinu dedicated his whole everything, his whole life to Avodas Hashem. So one of the Tanoim is also on such a madrega. So Rav Chana Wasserman quotes the comment of the Radak on the Pasuk in Yeshua where it says Moshe Abdi Meis. So the Radak says, why is Moshe Rabbeinu referred to as an Eved? Because we have it din by an Eved Kenayni, that Kol Mashikana Eved Kana Rabo. Everything that belongs to the Eved belongs to the Yodin. So he says that by the Radak says in his commentary, that's what it means, Moshe Abdi Meis. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Hashem. Chumashud is also referred to as Eved Hashem. The Torah is referred to as Eved Hashem, Moshe Eved Hashem. Why is that? Because his whole life was dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanaim like that and says, Vayeriz Moshe min ha-har el ha-om. What do you mean? He went min ha-har el ha-om. He didn't go to the bank to make a deposit, and he didn't, what do you mean? His whole life was dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, there's such a concept that we should all be avarim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalach ami v'yavduni. What does it mean? When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paran and he says, Shalach ami v'yavduni. I remember one of my children was in whatever grade they learned Chumash. So my daughter came back home and I was reviewing the Chumash with her. So she was translating, Shalach ami, let my people go free, v'yavduni, and they will be my slaves. So I said, no, and they will serve me. V'yavduni, they should. Then I realized, no, v'yavduni. The Baruch Shalom doesn't only want us to serve him, v'yavduni, he wants v'yavduni, they should be my slave. Kodesh Baruch wants all of us to be in heaven, just like Moshe Avdi. He wants that we should dedicate our whole lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean you can't eat and you can't drink and you can't get married. No, this is all part of Avodas Hashem. The Baruch Shalom wants us to eat and drink and to lead a cheerful life and to get married and to have children and to lead a normal life. This is all part of Avodas Hashem. We should have in mind, like the Rambam writes, B'chol derachecha do'ehu, Pasuk in Mishlei. What is B'chol derachecha? Eating, drinking, being married and so on. Everything should be a form of Avodas Hashem. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu dedicated his full everything, his full life to HaKadosh Baruch HaBeiris Hashem, and all of us have the capacity to do that. Yesh b'chem mecha shiroi shetish olav shechina in the same way as Moshe Rabbeinu. To be as great a Navi as Moshe Rabbeinu, we won't become because he had natural talents that we perhaps don't have. But we all have the opportunity, we all have the possibility of dedicating fully our whole lives to HaBeiris Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. 7 years ago, she was.